Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live, all the way live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
And we're brought to you, of course, by Progressive. Progressive Insurance, they make bundling easy and affordable. So get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. Keep it locked here for the next 3 hours. You won't be disappointed on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM channel 83. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am fantastic. How about yourself?
All good. Busy day, of course, but getting things done. I can't get over how quickly the days are melting away, the year is melting away, Chris, and you know, planning for this party and all that stuff. So I'm keeping busy, but it's going to be a fun time. I promise
good,
you that.
Good.
Just don't roast me too much.
You're making me come all the way across the country, so yes. It better be a fun time.
It better.
How long am I supposed to roast you for?
5 minutes. That's it.
Five minutes?
How much time you want?
No, I like two.
Oh, that's all you got in you is 2 minutes? Well, I'm sorry. What am I thinking? I know. 2 minutes. Yeah, you know what? You do your best work in 2 minutes. That's what I'm told.
5 minutes it is. All right.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah, it's all good.
We got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun. We got the Odd Couple crew. In full effect, the super producer, Rob G, is out. So our man, Patrick Sweeka, is in running things. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. On the updates is our man, Brian the Loquacious One, Brian Finley, and social media, the great Elijah Sabunia.
Real quick, Patrick, are you there near the mic?
Yeah, I am. What's up, Rob?
Let's pull the curtain back. Chris doesn't even know this, but... For people, Patrick and I, Chris, you know, have come up with a little hello, goodbye kind of thing. So every night when I leave Fox Sports Radio, I say it to Alex and to the whole crew. This is from my days at Channel 4 WDIV in
Detroit. Of course. I knew it wouldn't be anything original. Golly.
So I always say to them, you ready, Patrick?
Oh, I'm ready, Rob.
Okay, so I always say, NBC, see you later. And Patrick always says,
I'll CBS you soon, Rob Parker.
So that's our little give and take every night. It's fun.
Thank you for that. Alex, you want to comment on that?
Yes, Alex loves it. Alex, go ahead. Tell Chris he's a stick in the mud.
See you later. First off, Chris, it is one of my most enthralling moments here. What is it? CBS, you soon.
Good, Alex. Let me hear you do it.
All right, you ready, Rob?
All right, here we go. All right, Alex. NBC, you later.
Oh, CBS, you soon, Rob.
I mean, I get the NBC, you later. But
CBS, you soon.
Patrick came up with ABC, you soon. Fox, you soon. It could be anything. I mean, all right.
It's like anyway. TV channels.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Rob.
Thank you. That was fantastic. I pulled the curtain back. Everybody's feeling better about themselves right now.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Rob, let's talk about this NBA in-season tournament, and the action is hot and heavy. And last night, the L.A. Lakers, Rob, they moved on to the semifinals, the Vegas portion of the tournament, where they will face the New Orleans Pelicans tomorrow for a chance to go to the first ever championship game of the in-season tournament. They will face the winner of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. And last night, interestingly, Rob, the Lakers, who aren't, you know, they're not a fantastic team. They are a very good team, technically a contender. But in the in-season tournament games, they're 5-0, all right? And they're rolling in the tournament. And last night, LeBron James, 31 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds, 5 steals. What a game, especially being at 38 years old. He played 40 minutes. And they outlasted Kevin Durant and Devin Booker's Phoenix Suns, 106-103. And Rob, first let's deal with the micro quickly, because I don't think it's a huge discussion. But did you see the way that game ended, Rob?
Yes.
With the timeout call from LeBron as Austin Reeves was losing the basketball in the backcourt. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I saw what Kevin Durant talked about.
He was very diplomatic and just said that if
we got to worry about the referees at the end, then it's on us and the stuff that we could do. And I hear him. When you have more turnovers, Chris, in the first quarter than field goals, they had 10 turnovers in the first quarter and 9 buckets. Those are the things. So I understand that. I mean, was it the best officiating, Chris? No, it wasn't. But is it the end of the world?
Nah, I agree with you. They 22 turnovers.
They just didn't play well. And they only lost
quarter behind. I thought the Lakers outplayed them.
And they lost by 3. Think about that.
They lost by 3, right. They only led for less than 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, I'm with Durant, who said, look, it's one play. It's a 48-minute game. You know, that wasn't the ball game. I do think it was a smart play by LeBron as he saw Reeves losing the ball to call timeout. I don't know if they beat, you know what I mean, if he did it in time. It was hard to tell on the – even looking at it several times on replay.
Yeah, it is hard to tell.
Or whatever the case.
I don't know that they got it right.
I lean toward the call being late. You know, like I lean toward LeBron didn't call it in time. But to your point and Durant's point, I'm not going to throw a hissy fit over it because the Suns didn't play well enough to win anyway. But let's get to LeBron and this tournament. So, you know, there's been scuttlebutt out there, Rob, that LeBron really, he hasn't said this, but that he really is intent on winning this tournament because it's the first in-season tournament. And he wants, you know, to add that to his legacy. What your thoughts, if LeBron and the Lakers do win this tournament, does it add anything to his legacy? Is it a big deal or not really to you?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. And here's the other thing, too. If he loses in the finals, will that count against him? No, it won't. Nobody will say, oh, who are you talking about? If you say LeBron is the fofote, the finals failure of all time, and I add another L, if they lose. So which one is it? Does it matter or doesn't it matter? Or we don't know yet until he wins it. You know, like, that, then it matters. Because if he loses, then again, it will be another time you're in the finals of whatever it is, Chris, the tournament, the finals, and it would be another L. So because Michael Jordan didn't play in that era, he didn't lose any in-season tournaments. I don't know how that factors in. And if LeBron goes, as I said, and he loses, say they get there 3 years in a row and they lose all three, is that going to be a negative? Or like, so I only think the only people who will value it are LeBron's people if he wins. If he loses, it won't be a big deal. That's really how I think it'll factor in. And then, you know, the first year or something, if the Bucks demolished him in the championship, people will be like, oh, it's just an in-season game. What is this? It's no big deal. Because I think that will be the response.
I don't agree with your whole if he lost, we can't value it if he wins it, because if he lost, would it be a big deal thing? I mean, Michael Jordan lost the years he didn't get to the finals. You know, we don't count those as losses against them. We don't count every series. How many did he win? How many playoff series did he lose?
No, but it's the finals. So it's getting to the last round where nobody in their right mind
would compare this to the NBA finals.
No, but you're winning something that separates you from everybody else. We're losing, and Michael Jordan loses in the first or second round. People lose in the first or second round. I'm talking about when you have a chance to win something and be, if we're going to put a value on it, then is there no value if you lose? That's my point. What's the value?
There's a value on playoffs. I mean, we don't have to argue about the value
I'm
of
just saying.
Lose and win it. Right. I just don't agree with that train of thought. And I obviously, look, first, when everybody thinks of LeBron and his legacy, they automatically think of the GOAT and more Michael Jordan conversation. Obviously, this is not really a factor in that at all. Obviously, Michael Jordan never had a chance to play in these in-season tournaments, so it won't factor in that way. But, look, we talked about it briefly last night, Rob. I do think LeBron is trying to accomplish everything he can to try to strengthen his GOAT argument. And I think he may have conceded in his mind that he's not going to catch Jordan in championships. I mean, and at best, and I think this is a wild long shot, at best he would tie him. You know what I mean, Rob? Like, at
and
best.
That's a long shot.
That's a major long shot. I don't think he's going to tie him. I don't think he's going to win another championship. And so I think LeBron is like, look, he's assaulting the record books. He's going to have the longevity. He already has the longevity argument. And I think he, you know, this is just another thing to add a pelt on the wall, if you will. And I understand this is not even a playoff series, let alone an NBA finals. But when you're competitive, if you're in a tournament, you want to win. You know, I mean, these guys that played in college, when they went to a Christmas tournament, it didn't mean anything. It didn't even mean you were going to get into the NCAA tournament. But you want to win. So I understand how the competitiveness of the players is being ratcheted up. Kevin Durant said last night after the game, this felt like a playoff game. He said, all day, I got fans, friends, and family calling me, texting me. It was like a playoff atmosphere. It felt like a playoff game. And I get that because the players are competitive. And this is something before you can win. So you want to do it, even if it's not a finals or a ring or anything. And I think, Rob, years from now, I don't think, you know, again, it won't be the NBA finals, nor is it meant to be the NBA finals. But I do think it will mean something 10 years from now, 5 years even from now, maybe 15 years, certainly. And I think it'll be a feather in people's cap. If Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren end up having some great rivalry, I think when you're battling and debating about who was better, you know, rings, of course, is in there. Statistics is in there. And I think you'll be able to throw in. He won 5 in-season tournaments. See? He only won one. And for LeBron, I think obviously he'll be long and gone as far as retirement by then. But I do think to be able to look back for the LeBron, like you said, Rob, those LeBron's guys that think he's the GOAT, to be able to say, man, at 38 or 39, He won the first in-season tournament. He's in his freaking 21st year, and he won the first in-season tournament. Like, I just think it'll be another feather in LeBron's cap. I don't think it puts him ahead of Jordan, but I think it'll be a feather in his cap.
And I'm going to say that deep down, after Adam Silver is no longer commissioner, there's a chance that this could go by the wayside, like the three to make two free throws. I just think...
What's wrong with it?
Not in time, I think that they'll realize that they don't really need it. That this is...
Well, it's not about need, but it does. It has created a little buzz.
Okay, I'm just
saying... That wouldn't be there if it wasn't there. It doesn't hurt. Saying,
In time, I think they might realize, or a different breed or generation of kids or players, where they can just play and it's not this load management and guys not wanting to play. I don't think
that's the only thing, though.
Well, but that was the driving force on trying to get people to make the games more interesting and put some more effort into them. I just think it's going to go by the wayside. Not when Adam Silver, because this is his baby. But it could, in time, disappear. That's what I think.
I don't know why it would. Even if it doesn't become, hot, I guess it could. But I just don't see any harm in it. But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. LeBron James, in-season tournament. Does his legacy benefit from this if he wins it? Will it be a feather in his cap? Will it add to his legacy? And if you want to throw in your thoughts and feelings overall on the tournament, I think it could become a big deal down the line in the future. Rob thinks it could be on the way out in the future. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100. And use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on whether or not winning the in-season tournament would enhance LeBron James's legacy, and just your thoughts on the tournament overall.
All right, let's kick it off with John in Orlando. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you guys again. You're like the most seasoned, intelligent, approachable and humble talk show in all of sports.
Well, that's pretty
Thank you, man.
Say.
Yes, really we appreciate that.
Yes.
Even though I never walked up on you guys in, you know, real life, so I must say that you're approachable.
I'm approachable. Rob might, you know, Rob can get a little snooty.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Not me.
Actually, Rob's looking for you.
Exactly.
Rob's walking
yes.
through. We walked through Las Vegas, the casinos, and Rob's looking for me. Hey, you recognize me?
We're the odd couple, right? Oh, wow, Chris.
Go ahead. So,
you guys are both right to some degree. Okay. Yes, it's a high-stakes game. It's going to, you know, increase his legacy. But, as Rob was saying, that there's a danger if he loses, it might have the other effect. But I think the players, I've heard some players talk about it, and they're always just saying Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. So I don't know if it's the tournament, whatever, but I think because it's going to a marquee location, they're looking forward to being there. They can take their wives, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what the schedule is, right? Like, are they there several nights, you know? I don't know, but they are. I mean, we heard Kevin Durant talking about it last night. It's a big deal to him, and you know nobody's overstating it. But he just said, "Hey, it's there." And LeBron said it, Rob. Like, you're a competitor. You're an alpha male. You put some competition in front of somebody's face, and they're gonna want to compete and win.
Yep, Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's happening, man? How you guys today? What's happening?
We're great. How you doing?
Doing well. Been waiting to talk to you on this, so I'm going to try to get it to you as quickly as possible. Number one, I don't think it's going to hurt his legacy if they lose because it's new. So we're trying to see what this is. I've been trying to gauge it myself. I can tell you one thing. The games are being competitive. The stars are showing up for the most part and putting on shows like last night, and the fans are into it. Bing, bing, bing. So there's your start. Now, what it ends up, in time, we'll find out. But as far as I'm concerned, I've enjoyed it because the level of competition has been high as hell. Kevin Durant was Kevin Durant of 5 years ago last night. He was putting on a show.
He played great.
He was flying. I mean, and all the players, all the stars have been playing in this tournament. So there is something. You can see there is a level of competition. And I think Giannis said it. He found out that they won, I think, $100,000 just for making it to Vegas. Giannis goes,
right.
We get money? He said, we get money? Rich get richer. Yeah. Uh-huh. You put the money.
Yeah, that's $25,000
after
the government takes 75% of it in taxes.
They still get money.
It's still money, Rob.
I just, Mark.
Listen, Rob, I think, hating.
I just, Mark. I mean, if that's what you need to feel good about an NBA game in November or December, more power to you.
He just hates.
If it was baseball,
I'm telling you,
he'd be singing his praises.
I don't think it.
Baseball's over. You ain't got nothing better to do.
No. I just don't think it's that. I think that you're looking for something to try to make you feel good about what's happened to the NBA.
I've seen enough ball. I don't need to do that.
That's what I think it is. Because if they lose or whatever, no one's going to be jumping around talking about.
Don't take my word for it. Look at the reaction of the fans, TV, and
they're at the game. I'm not. What do you want them to do? Sit there. They're at the game.
You just want to hate, Rob. Go ahead.
Josh in Arizona. All right, hang up, Mark. Bye. Mark, Josh.
Hang up your radio.
That's right. Hang up your radio, Mark. Josh in Arizona, you're the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
How y'all doing?
What's up, man? We're good.
Great.
How are you?
I'm all right, and I 100,000% agree with Rob Parker. First off, it's not going to do nothing for LeBron's legacy, good or bad. But second, this was a whole ploy just to get these grown prima donna men to play harder. And one thing about the in-season game tournament, it's strategically done well because it's at the beginning of the season. And if anybody's been watching the history of basketball, it is the first 20 games. Everybody's playing hard. The records are 0-0. They're excited to be out there. They want to, you know.
Well, hold up. You just said the whole purpose of it was to get the players to play hard, and then you said, well, they're playing hard anyway in the first 20 games. So which one is
it? It gives them an added competitive nature, but over time with that in-season game tournament, they're going to get used to it, and go back to the
yes, sir. Yes, absolutely.
But again, you just said even without a tournament, the first 20 games they're playing hard. So which is it?
They're playing harder than they do the court.
And let me say this too, because okay, Rob, you covered the NBA like I did, and growing up. And look, maybe it was different in the 70s and early 80s when we were growing up. And there was always the talk, oh, they don't play hard to the fourth quarter, whatever. We grew up hearing that. When I started covering the NBA, now I covered it starting in 1995, and that was a defensive era. Rob, they play hard throughout the game. I covered Mike Fratello's Cavaliers. They defended hard throughout the game. You're going to tell me Pat Riley didn't have the Knicks playing hard throughout the game. Now, there's another level that I think your natural adrenaline takes you to in the playoffs because it's do or die, right? But, Rob, would you agree? Like, I don't remember ever seeing – I'm not saying sometimes guys don't loaf a little bit or whatever, but I don't ever remember, like, a long-standing problem when I was covering the league of watching games there. I'm sitting there on the floor watching games and thinking, man, these dudes ain't even trying hard. I think it's to get them to play, period. Like load management, if you want to say that, fine. But I don't think it's, oh, they ain't out there playing hard. Do you think, I mean, you covered it too. Did you see loafing?
Did I see? No, I didn't
That's
see
what I'm
loafing.
Saying, yeah.
People, it was different. That people didn't have generational wealth. People didn't have all these people talking in their ear. They played. If you lost your spot, nobody was trying to sit out or miss games. It was just none of that, Chris.
But I think, Rob, now hard, too. I just think a lot – the problem is, guys, we both agree load management has been a problem. I don't think it's so much let's get these guys to play hard for four quarters. I think it's let's get the ones that have been sitting out to play, period.
Well, guys are still miss games. I mean, early on, it's not like people haven't. I mean, let's just be honest.
It's not been. I don't know the numbers. It hasn't been as bad, but you have seen. Yeah,
you have games. Guys are still missing games and taking nights off. So,
all right, it is the Odd Couple. We got our man Greg Jennings around the. In fact, we're gonna go to Greg now, and we'll do the update after. Is Greg available? Is he here? Is he on the line? DJ Alex Teichert,
no.
Hitting my ear. Patrick Swika.
No.
He's not on the line. All right, get him on the line while we do the update. B. Cool. Finn!
What's going on? Yeah, Chris and Rob, we got some NBA happening right now, including the Cavs are leading the Magic 32-20, under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Donovan Mitchell already with 15 points, so has about half of his team's points so far. Grizzlies and Pistons all square at 29, just seconds to go in the first quarter as far as left to be played there. Desmond Bain leading the way for Memphis with those 11 points at the end of the first quarter in D.C. The Wizards, 3-16 on the year. They are up 29-25 against the 76ers, who do have 15 points from Joel Embiid. As far as the NFL is concerned, Jets head coach Robert Saleh saying today that quarterback Zach Wilson is going to start on Sunday. Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson mentioned that quarterback Trevor Lawrence will not practice today, so he was out as he deals with that sprain. As far as some of the other injury nuggets related to the NFL, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson was a full go at practice today, so it looks like he is set to play on Sunday as the team takes on the Las Vegas Raiders. Steelers running back Najee Harris, who's been bogged down with a knee problem, did not practice for a second day in a row. He has drawn the designation of questionable for Thursday night against the Patriots. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert with an arm issue made it known that he is going to be returning to the field this weekend as the team takes on the Cowboys. And lastly, guys, Giants tight end Darren Waller, hamstring problem for him, but he says that he'll be back next week as far as practice is concerned, and then hopes to ramp up and be ready for week 15 when that team takes on the Saints. With that, let's get it back to the Odd Couple. Right over there is Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, thank you, B-Finn. It is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We were having a festive debate and discussion about the in-season tournament in the NBA. 877-99 on Fox. You can call in if you want to talk about it, if you have a comment about it, as we wait for Greg Jennings, the Super Bowl champion, Mr. Universe, to join us. 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in on the tournament and whether or not, you know, will it enhance or hurt or mean absolutely nothing to LeBron James's legacy. I do think, Rob, like, initially, it's not, you know, it's not going to mean a thing for LeBron or the legacy. But I just feel like over time, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when I think this tournament will mean something. Again, it's nobody's trying to overstate this. It's going to be like the equivalent of a championship. But, you know, it is winning something. And I think it's another thing to throw into a discussion when you're comparing players. And I think that's when people will say, oh, yeah, and LeBron won the first ever. And he was in his 21st season. He was 31 or 38, 39 years old. So, but 877-99 on Fox if anybody wants to weigh in.
Yeah, it'll be interesting just to see how it plays out the other way. I'm always looking at everything, just how people or even LeBron fans, will they be happy that he just went or he was in the tournament or will that be enough?
No. I agree. I mean, if he doesn't win it, I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think it's a bigger deal if he wins it. I do. Again, not huge. I think people be crazy if they try to make too much out of it, you know, when it's done. Like, oh, I told you he's better than Jordan, he's the GOAT, you know, any of that stuff. But I don't think it hurts. Cause Rob, Denver's not even in it. Are we taking points from Nikola Jokic? Because Denver didn't even get to the quarterfinals.
No, you know, I think people were worried about the
Boston lost to Indiana.
About
so
the,
what?
The next, you know? about them repeating. If I'm Denver, Justin in Tucson, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. It's been a while since I've called in, but I listen religiously every day.
Thank you.
I have a question about the in-season tournament that I would pose to both of you. To me, I agree with the last caller that said, you know, if it goes for a while, the players will get used to it. It might get stale. So why not do some sort of incentivize them with the winner of the tournament to have some sort of advantage in the playoffs? Maybe they have an automatic berth in the playoffs, regardless of their record, and some other team that works hard might get bumped out of an eighth position spot, or give an advantage in a playoff series if they make it to where they may get home court against a higher ranked team up through, like, say, the conference finals or something.
You gotta be real careful though. Let me say this, Justin. You don't want to be gimmicky and start doing all that. You gotta be careful. Like, there's certain things. Everything can't be a gimmick. You got long-standing traditions and stuff. That's why people usually fight back or push back. Chris, you know I push back against the rule changes in baseball. Was I wrong? Yeah, I was wrong. It wound up working, cutting 30 minutes out of the game and improved the pace of the game. I was wrong. I didn't think it was going to do that.
Right.
But you got to be careful. You just can't keep changing rules every other year and changing right. this and changing and, that. Do you agree with that?
Like, yeah, I agree with
– can't
I
be a gimmick league.
Yeah, and you and Rob, baseball tried it when they tried to make the All-Star game determine – who had home field advantage in the World Series. That was
right.
ridiculous.
It was a it's bad
a freaking
move.
Exhibition. Yeah, that bad. Was terrible. Like, and so I think, yeah, I agree with you. Hopefully players don't get stale. That's a possibility, Rob. That's a possibility. But hopefully that's not the case. And, but yeah, I hear him. I've heard people say that, but I disagree. I don't think they should throw anything like that on there. All right, we got Greg Jennings around the corner. He's on the line now. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest, folks, has theme music. He's Mr. Universe. Before that, he was a Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowl wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. Now Fox Sports Radio
Greg
NFL analyst.
Jamies.
And a first things first, and FS1 overall NFL analyst. We welcome in the great Greg Jennings. Greg Jennings, what's up?
What up? Great, Greg.
Hey, I'm hooking you up. Wow. I'm about to tell this story of how. So we're on the first things first, Rob, in the preseason. Right before we're giving our preseason predictions, and Greg is in the back waiting to come on, and I'm giving my prediction, and I'm waxing eloquently about why the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. My pick. And so then Greg hears what I'm saying, takes his notes, and then he comes out the next segment and he picks the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Like me. So Greg Jennings, obviously the Eagles, no, I'm playing about that. But the Eagles got waxed by San Francisco. I thought they'd get beat. I'm sticking with the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Are you moving off of them and going to the Niners? Or are you sticking with the Eagles? And if so, why?
Look, I'm not that easily moved by one game, one outing. Although I will say that was a waxing. and it gives me a little bit of pause, to be honest, because I've been saying this, you know this. I feel like the Eagles are struggling with an identity crisis that they don't really need to have an identity crisis about. Like their inability to really stick to the run and allow that to open up everything else. It's just not been what they've done primarily, and it's confusing to one like myself because you understand what will present them the most and greatest success. Having said that, the 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys, but the 49ers for that matter, they just, when they're on, I don't know if they can be beaten. That's not me switching my Super Bowl pick. That's me just being honest. When they are on, offensively, defensively, I don't know a team that really can beat them.
Nah, they look. They've waxed the two other best teams in the NFC. That's a fact.
Yeah. Only problem is it's not during the postseason or bigger games. And we've seen that happen. So I'm not, we saw them lose three in a row, and yes, they didn't have all their pieces. You don't know who's going to be there come postseason, all that other stuff. Let me ask you about Robert Saleh, and I know the front office has a lot to do with, and you know, Greg, I've been down on Zach Wilson from last year. I just thought that they made a mistake to bring him back as the backup, and now they're going back to him and the guy that they, Boyle, who they had in for two games, they released him. I mean, just – mismanagement. It's not a surprise they haven't won a Super Bowl since the Louisiana Purchase. But help me here. He's texting with radio guys who's telling what they're talking about and players. You know what I mean? Behind the scenes stuff. As a head coach, what do you make of that? If you're a player and you hear that he's texting with a radio guy, basically, saying bad stuff about the quarterback.
Yeah, it's frustrating. If I'm a player in that locker room, I start to lose a little bit of that respect, if you will. And I know that's a tough word that people don't like to really throw out there, but you start to lose some respect when you it doesn't matter. Like, if I have a relationship with you, which I do, and Chris, and I am going to someone that you may not know, but the world knows, and I'm talking about you in a bad light, you're going to confront me, or you're going to start to get a sense of, what's wrong with Greg? Like, there's going to be a sense of respect. You're going to start to look and view me differently. That naturally happens. I don't care who you are.
100%.
In the locker room, it happens even quicker. And so for me, I get it. We all know who that guy is, but it's like you can't do those things and then expect your locker room to stay together because of the things that you're trying to then and messages you're trying to send in the locker room, but you're sending mixed messages and signals outside. It just can't happen.
Greg, let's move on to the Chiefs. And, you know, they looked great a couple of weeks ago as far as offensively against the Raiders and then struggled again in losing to the you picked it, and congratulations on that. We ran your little braggadocious video on First Things First on Monday. But, no, that was a great – you picked the upset of your Green Bay Packers beating Kansas City. But what – you were a receiver, obviously, and – you know, I've been on the Chiefs receivers all year. Some people, including Rob, think it's more on Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
I think there's a problem, regardless of which side you choose. I mean, the fact they're clearly not on the same page. It's not even just the drops. I think they're not on the same page. How alarming is that in week 13? And at this point, you've seen it. Sky Moore, Rashee Rice, you've seen all these guys. Is it fixable for them to win the Super Bowl?
Well, I've said this on the shows that we've been on. They are who they are now. Like, you're not fixing things. You're trying to tweak. And I don't know if there's enough tweaking left and time left for them to tweak enough to where they will go through the playoffs unscathed. I will say this. I got to put a lot of this on Patrick Mahomes.
Let me hear you out. Just hear it.
Well, because, and I say this because we obviously understand what they were up against with the receivers, and we don't condone the fact that they haven't been up to par, but we all are in agreement with understanding they don't have a number one superstar guy. So what do you expect? Well, what we do expect is for Patrick Mahomes to do what we were hoping, which was to make them be a lot better and provide us with better under center than what he's done all year. And he hasn't done that. And so when I look at that and the expectation that they set and that they were selling to all of us with telling us or with showing us that they weren't going to go and get a receiver or a number one guy for him, they were sending the message that Patrick Mahomes is good enough.
Yep.
He will make everything right. And so with that being said, I don't care how many balls they've dropped. Yes, they've dropped balls. And yes, I'm placing blame on them. But just as much blame as I'm placing on them, I'm placing it on Patrick Mahomes and execs, the general manager,
for
being bullish and believing that this is we can get away with this. Like, I lived this. I watched it with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. It's like you expect the guy to just carry the load for so long, and eventually the person that's carrying, that's underneath all of that weight, gets tired, and they need to be carried a little bit. And he has no one that can carry him right now.
Last thing, how much time do we have? Not much, right?
Quickly, yeah.
All right, I want to ask you real quick about the Pistons losing streak. Come on, Greg. You're from Michigan.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
I mean, this is ridiculous. 17 games in a row? Can you believe Monty Williams got a gazillion dollars to coach that team?
He did. And it's disappointing because at some point, Rob, and you know this, like, You hate to say it because of the respect that we have for Monty Williams, but
right.
are these guys really putting forth the best effort? Like, I mean,
you got to question it, Greg, don't you? You have to.
You have to question it because it is hard. It is hard to be that bad. Like, you can't. Seriously.
Yeah. Rob, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, Greg, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. We appreciate your time, brother. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.